Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Lead to some funny audio. It's Parkinson Spiegel on the Score.
Everybody, we are live.
The Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Strange twists and turns with the guys over there on the Parkinson Spiegel Show.
Afternoons on the Score.
We're having a little fun.
So how many Plesiacs are here today?
If any Plesiacs on their earth, they're here today.
You want the pride of Crown Point? You want Zach Plesiac?
Oof.
For the White Sox? They're up there in the waiver order. What, third for the White Sox? Fourth?
Yeah, I'm frightened by all the rumors that are out there, by the tone of insiders as they discuss it, which implies things that they've heard about his maturity level. I mean, John Heyman this morning with Mully and Haw just flat out, like, intimating you don't want to go anywhere near the guy, and that's somebody who works with Dan Plesiak at MLB Network.
Yeah, he's been terrible this year, right? 7.59 ERA, and part of me just thinks you obviously want to do a deeper dive than this, but if the Guardians can't get the most out of you as a pitcher, why the hell would I believe that the White Sox could? With what their history is with pitchers. Mm-hmm. So that strikes me as a decent place to start it. But how about Stone with Mully and Haw answering the question of whether or not he's interested?
Would the Sox have any interest? Would you have any interest? Would you be worried about reuniting him with Clevenger? You know, they were kind of running mates together during that incident in with COVID. I'm just curious, is there value for a guy like that for a team like the Sox where, you know, your sixth starter, if you will, has had Tommy John surgery, where you don't have the greatest organizational depth in the pitching staff? Would that be a guy that would interest you?
No. My interest to the boys in our front office does not interest me.
Okay. Hmm. And is that because of the problems off the field, Steve? I mean, I would look at – he's had success against the White Sox. He certainly has shown some promise when you face him. Would it just be because the mysterious things that have limited his potential?
It would be because I would have no interest in him.
I was driving today listening to this. I was like –
That was that?
I was like, hot it's day. Not just me! It's not just me!
Wow.
That's what I was – I'm so happy.
Wow.
So happy about that.
Yeah, man. I mean, look, what Plesiak did with Clevenger and there was another one, right? Who else was in that group? What they did.
Was it Karinchak?
No.
That can't be what the reason is.
No, but that's that is a part of it. It's an indicator of something larger. And here's the thing. He doesn't have strikeout stuff and never did, even when it was really, really good. Like during the short season, he had a really good strikeout rate during the pandemic year. But even when he was good in 2019, the year before that, it wasn't a huge strikeout rate. Like he's one of those guys who has to have a tremendous work ethic, tremendous attention to detail, tremendous focus to get the most out of his stuff and what he has. And when you don't have that, it makes it really easy to just say, no, thank you.
Do you think everyone is going to say no, thank you? Because to hear Heyman talk about it, to hear Stoney talk about it, to see him just get outright released, only 28 years old, this is a dude who's had success in the big leagues.
No, I don't think everybody's going to say no, thank you.
So someone's going to talk themselves into the talent.
Yeah. And look,
it might be a real bad team.
Well, yeah.
No.
I was driving around. I was like, damn.
I mean, if he's willing to take a minor league, a full-on minor league assignment.
Well, then, yeah.
And just go and completely try to refocus and rebuild what he is. And, you know, and you believe that there's some reason or somebody in his at his minor league stop that can help him, you know, be more adult, then maybe. But woof. I'll be surprised if it's the White Sox, obviously, but I think somebody will take a flyer because you're always looking for pitching. Everybody is always freaking out trying to see if they can find pitching somewhere.
I don't think his career's over, but the idea that all of these people are just so clearly done and that team is done, it's not looking good for him having meaningful big league moments again. And man, it's hard. 28 years old, bunch of money, bunch of success, all of the trappings that come with it. Maybe he's lost his focus, we'll say a bit, mm-hmm. to have all of these people talking about it in those ways. So hope he gets his figure back out. I will be very surprised if they do the reuniting with Clevinger and bring him in.
Well, I mean, you're also like, you've got that opportunity. You can go in and talk to your guy. Mike Clevinger, if you're the White Sox, and say, here's a guy you know very well. Would you even want him here? If that's a
no. So now Mike Clevinger is a character witness for someone?
Well, I mean,
I don't know about that.
They're getting good things out of Clevinger, at least right now. They're getting behavior, and they're getting, you know, last time out, what, he threw five scoreless?
Sure.
In what ended up being a win?
Yeah.
So you're, you know, if they hate each other or something, or if he knows something about him,
yeah,
you might as well use that.
I suppose. I mean,
not saying you let him decide, but go ahead and get that info.
Lance Lynn's spot? obviously just depth?
Well, no, I mean, next year's rotation, what is it? Cease and Kopech, and that's it. As far as what's on, and if they're going to go the crochet plan, but they haven't stretched him out enough yet. I don't think where that's on track. Uh-huh. So you need arms here. I don't know where they're going to get these arms without taking flyers on guys like Zach Plesac.
Yeah, and Jimmy Lambert back in the mix. Davis Martin will still be recovering, right?
Giolito not officially gone yet, but expected to be.
Yeah, come on.
No, I know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Lynn gone, Clevinger gone. Giolito almost assuredly gone.
Now, if this thing goes sideways or continues to go on the track that you're on with the White Sox, you could, you know, trade any number of these guys, Clevinger included, and then, you know, maybe you have Plesac in your minor league system, you know, figuring things out on his way back up, you know, so they don't have to actually intersect.
Well, Tanny, we're not remembering Shohei Ohtani's a White Sox next year.
Oh, good point.
There you go.
So that shores up a spot.
They called. They made an offer.
You know, I mean, Davis Martin just got Tommy John, so he's not even somebody you can think about now for opening day. Yeah, they called. They made an offer. They're going to be in on it. Yeah, is that your precursor? You think they're going to be in on Ohtani? Like, oh,
yeah.
Just sure.
Yeah, they said that.
Speaks. The White Sox are in on every free agent.
Oh, man.
And I believe that they give legitimate offers.
Second up for Zach Wheeler. Oh, man, that was close.
Well, no, they said last year they inquired about trading for him. So now you would think, like, less team control. Offer won't be, you won't need as much to get him this year.
Yeah, just like $500 million. There's starting pitcher free agent class is not bad at all. It's not.
So they'll have to go out and do that. But you know, you're going to see, like, if they end up selling, they're going to have some weird trade opportunities, man. Like, I don't know if it'll just be prospects. They might be able to get some, you know, some MLB guys with MLB experience who need a reinvention, and maybe they'll do it with you. So, ugh, what a mess.
So you're in. You want Plesac in the minor leagues.
I am in the school of, if you can acquire a young arm with team control, he's under team control, I think, until 2026 or something like that, you do it. And sometimes, like, the way these things go, when you bring someone back home or close to home, sometimes that creates more problems, but sometimes maybe it has the opposite effect, where you have a better support system here locally.
Locks him in.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'm cool with Plesac in the minors.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think he and Clev are going to spend a lot of time together in a clubhouse. If it's Plesac in the minors, 100%.
Okay. All right, so Stone is a no.
I mean, he's really a no.
He is a no. I was like, damn, ask a question, get an answer.
That's a good no to add to the collection.
It's really good. That's why I loved it. It's like, this is
no. Cool.
Yeah.
No.
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 No. That is a direct no.
Yeah, Jed's is a little more thoughtful.
Both sides of town knows.
Yeah, we got a north side and south side no.
Yeah, if we
took us long enough.
If put it up as a poll question. The tribalism is coming. Which no is better?
All right.
Justin Steele will tell you.
We are going to require audience participation here. One up, one down is how you phrased it from hit and run.
Yeah.
These were back to back.
There was a little thing in the middle, but
same hour.
Same hour, yeah.
Same hour. Was it? We're going to play a game. Was it a good hour on hit and run? We present the evidence next on The Score.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.